Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. What do you say when you hear that? Well, I can't hear you, but I hope you're saying wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Because in Islam, that's how we greet each other. How are you today, kiddos? I hope everybody's doing well. Inshallah ta'ala, you had a great weekend. This week, inshallah ta'ala, I hope you're ready for an action-packed week, because every day for the next 4 days, we're going to have this program, inshallah, and we're going to give you a story about one of the great prophets of the past. So today, inshallah ta'ala, Do all of you remember what we spoke about last week? Well, I can't hear you, but I hope you remember, because we talked about Adam alayhi salam. And we said Adam alayhi salam is all of our fathers, right? He's the great, great, great grandfather of everyone. So Adam alayhi salam was a prophet and a very righteous man that always prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his wife, Hawa alayhi salam, she also prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, generations after them, many, 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 many years later, somewhere down the line, as the people were worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan, do you remember what we said shaitan does? Shaitan always is there to plot against the people. Shaitan is always there to plot against the sons of Adam. Because you remember what we said last week? Shaitan wants all of us to go to the hellfire. But we don't want to go to the hellfire. We want to go back home, which is paradise. And how do we do that? By obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by worshipping only Allah. So Iblis or Shaitan knows that the way to get people to go to the hellfire is to worship other than Allah. So you know what he did? He went to the people generations after Adam alayhi salam, and he told them, hey, you know how sometimes we hear whispers? Sometimes we hear whispers, something tells us to do something bad. What do we say when our conscience tells us to do something bad? Or we hear a whisper inside us that says, hit your brother or sister, or steal this, or take that, or break this. We're supposed to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Now you repeat with me. Let's go. One, two, three. أعوذ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. The Prophet ﷺ told us that whoever says this, the shaitan will run away very far from them so that he can't lure them. So, this is what I want you to remember. Let's say it again. Repeat after me. أَعُوذُ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. So, today we learned how to get shaitan away from us, right? But the problem is, generations and hundreds of years after Nuh, after Adam alayhi salam, the people started to go astray. You know what happened? Iblis came to them and told them, you remember those good people in the past? Why don't you build them statues? Why don't you build them statues so you can remember them? And then some of the people said, hey, that's a good idea. Instead of saying, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, they built statues, and then they started going to the statues, saying, wow, this statue reminds us of everything that's good. All these good people need statues, so they made more statues. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Nuh, their names were Waddan, Wasuwa'an, Wayaghutha, Wayauqa, Wanasra. And these people were actually good people. But the people after them, they made statues of them because Iblis whispered to them to make these statues. And then he said, why don't you make statues and put them in your own homes? And then years later, Iblis said, hey, why don't you worship them? They can help you. And then the people started worshiping the rocks and the wooden statues that they made, these stone and wooden statues, not knowing that they don't help them at all. Subhanallah. But they listened to Iblis and they forgot to say what we taught you earlier. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Excuse me. So, when they made these statues, they eventually started worshiping them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not leave them to go astray without sending them a messenger. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them Nuh alayhi salam, the first messenger in the world. Yes, Nuh alayhi salam was the first messenger in the history of mankind. And he was one of the great, 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 great grandkids of Adam alayhi salam, generations later. And Nuh alayhi salam called his people away from these idols. He said, why are you praying to these stone and wooden idols? Go back and pray to Allah. Stop worshiping these things. Stop making sujood for them, because only Allah can help you. So they're like, what are you talking about? We've been doing this for generations. Just leave us alone. And he would tell them, please, please, just worship Allah so you can go to Jannah. And they would only ignore him. So he tried different things, and he went to them and he told them privately. He tried giving them private da'wah, and he told them, please, believe in Allah. And they would just ignore him, and they would listen to shaitan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And then he tried to tell it to them in public. He stood up and he told all the people, oh people, please believe in God. Believe in Allah. He created you from Adam in Jannah. And the only way to go back to Jannah is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Not these idols who can't do anything for you. So what happened? They picked up their garments and they covered their faces and they closed their ears with their fingers and they said, no, we don't want to listen to you. You are not telling the truth. And then he said, oh ya Allah, please help me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, continue to give them da'wah. Do you know how long he told them to worship Allah for? He gave them da'wah, or he called them to worship Allah for 950 years. Yes. Did you hear that number? 950 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Nuh alayhi salam alive. Generations would die, and kids would be born, and they would grow old, and then they would die, and Nuh alayhi salam would keep trying with all of them, but none of them would listen. So when Nuh alayhi salam never gave up, but he was waiting for something from Allah that would save him from these people who just don't want to believe. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh to build an ark. You know what an ark is? You see this thing right here? Yeah, this thing is an ark. Okay, but of course, much bigger. Nuh alayhi salam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh to build an ark in the middle of a desert. Does it sound weird? Yeah, it sounds weird, but he didn't know why. All he knew was that I have to listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me, because that is what Muslims do. We listen to what Allah commands us to do, right? Right? Okay, good. So, he started building this ark in the middle of the desert. There was no lake, there was no ocean, there was no sea, there was no river. All there was land. And Nuh alayhi salam was busy for days and months and maybe even years building this huge ark. And every time his people who don't believe in Allah, these people, the foolish people that worship idols and they worship these people that can't help them, right? These people would pass by Nuh alayhi salam. You see, you're a fool, Nuh. You don't know anything. Look at you building an ark, which is a big, big boat, in the middle of this land that has no water. Are you crazy? Nuh alayhi salam and the very few believers that followed him, because some people followed Nuh alayhi salam, but they were very, very few. They all would continue building the ark, ignoring these people. And every time the people passed, they would laugh and say, "Ha ha, look at you doing that silly thing. What are you doing? Is that what your God told you to do?" And they would continue to laugh. And Nuh alayhi salam would say, "If you laugh from us, then we laugh from you, because you're going to know when God releases his wrath upon you, and when God punishes you for everything you did. All this disbelief is not going to go for nothing." They said, "Huh, let God punish us. We don't believe you anymore. You're just crazy." So Nuh alayhi salam continued to build the ark until the ark was complete and it was humongous. But subhanAllah, he didn't know what was next. And then Allah revealed to him by wahi to do what? To go and find pairs, a girl and a boy, a female and a male, from every animal, insect, or thing that exists on this earth. Yes, every single animal and insect that exists was invited into this ark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to bring these things onto his boat. And he went and he started to gather them. And by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of them came in and stayed in their places in the boat in an organized way and in a neat way. It wasn't crazy in there because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to do it. But do animals listen to Allah? Yes, they do. Everything in the universe listens to Allah. Every animal, every non-living and living thing listens to Allah, except for very few of his creation. Some humans and some of the jinn kind, which are the Iblis-like ones. Those jinn kind and the humans, some of them don't believe in Allah. But everything else in the universe listens to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, and inshallah, you do too. Once they all went on the ark, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Nuh to close the ark. And when he did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the skies to rain. They all began to rain. From everywhere, the skies just began to flood the earth with water, and the springs began to come out, and the rivers began to overflow, and the seas started flowing close to the people, and the people started running. They didn't know what to do. Nuh alayhi salam was there, and they were still laughing at Nuh. They said, "Oh well, so what? You have an ark. We're going to run up the mountain. And nothing, we never seen any water ever reach that high." And they continued to laugh and mock Nuh alayhi salam and mock the believers. And then Nuh alayhi salam, As the water started to rise, the ark started to lift, and it started to go up. And subhanAllah, the people were running up the mountains, and Nuh alayhi salam remembered. He remembered who? He remembered his son. And he told his son, come and ride with me, my son. Come and ride with me. He said, no, dad, no, I want to go to the mountain. It's much higher. It can save me from the flood. He said, no, the mountain cannot save you today. Nothing can save you except for Allah. Please ride with me. And then a big wave came and took the ark one side, and then another wave came and hit his son to the other side, and they separated. And then Nuh alayhi salam lost his son. And as it rose and it went up, everything in the world flooded except for Nuh alayhi salam and all of, and the believers, and the insects and animals and everything and birds that he had with him on the ark. Everything in the world died. And do you know why Nuh alayhi salam lost his son? His son didn't want to listen to the command of Allah. He wanted to be from the evil people, and he wanted to be with them. So he drowned with the rest of the bad people. Okay? And I want you to think of this. This is very serious. Did you know on the Day of Judgment, nobody can help anyone except for Allah? You and your father and your mother and your siblings, everyone will be separated. Except for who? There's only one way. You know how? To be righteous. To be good. If your whole family were good, and you prayed, and you did righteous deeds, and you gave sadaqah, you were kind to people, and you helped your neighbors, and you did all of these good things, then you're going to be friends on the Day of Judgment. And if you want a really high place on the Day of Judgment, and you want all of your family to be together and be happy, then you memorize the Qur'an. How many of you want to memorize the Qur'an? Now we have a lot of time. We're at home. I want you to start memorizing, inshallah ta'ala. Because if you memorize the Qur'an, your family will be united bi-idhnillah with you, and your parents will wear crowns on the Day of Judgment. So now, we don't have an ark like this, the one to my right. But what we do have is the Qur'an and the Sunnah, which are the ark of today. Whoever rides them, whoever implements them in their life, then they will be saved, inshallah ta'ala. So, after Nuh alayhi salam, after the ark flowed, all the water came down, the evil people died, and it was only Nuh alayhi salam, the believers, and the animals. And the ark stayed on top of a mountain, it rested. And this mountain was called Al-Judi. What was it called? Al-Judi. Okay? And the believers were saved, and the animals were saved. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ. I saw all of your homeworks from last time, at least the ones that were sent to me. And I know that some of you had small, like, you know, a hard time trying to send it over. So this time, I made it much easier for you. Okay? At the end of this, I want you to tune in, because you're going to see a slideshow with all of your pictures on them. Okay? But before that, I want you to know that you also have homework today. Your homework was amazing last time. The trees were beautiful. They were so awesome. But not everybody had a chance to send it, because some parents had difficulty sending it to me. So I didn't want to choose the best one yet, because some people didn't have the chance. So all of you are winners, inshallah, this time. There's an email on the bottom of the screen, okay? epickids2020@gmail.com. epickids2020@gmail.com. I want you to send your homework this time to that email, okay? And your homework this time is to draw or to make a big, huge ark that resembles that of Noah, of Nuh alayhi salam. Okay? We don't know how his ark looked, but I want you to make a big ark. Okay? You can use anything. You can use wood, you can use paper, you can buy it ready and color it and shape it. You can do anything you want, but this is your next project. And this one, inshallah, I think you're going to have a lot of fun with, because it's very nice. And you can even try it in your bathtub to see if it floats after you finish it. So, jazakumullah khair. I'll see you tomorrow with the next story, inshallah ta'ala. Are you guys going to tune in? I hope you do, because you only have till next week, the beginning of next week, to submit this homework, okay? Tomorrow you're going to have a homework, the day after you're going to have a homework, but inshallah ta'ala, they're going to be easy homeworks. You can just draw it on a paper, or you can go all out and make something, if you're up for it. Jazakumullah khair. And don't forget, we're about to play your assignments for last time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. طفل أنا لكن في قلبي لظى يبدو على لغتي على قسماتي قلمي يسطر للورى كلماتي ودليل صدقي يا أبي عبراتي طفل أنا لكن في قلبي لظى يبدو على لغتي على قسماتي طفل وأحمل عزتي.